Period poverty exists all over the world, including Canada, but it is especially prevalent in rural areas of developing countries, where girls often quit school at a young age due to lack of feminine hygiene products. A Rotary International project supports young girls in the rural Badai communities of the Dominican Republic by supplying them with reusable menstrual kits and teaching them everything they need to know about the changes in their bodies. The project, So Girls Can Go to School, began several years ago and continues today with community groups helping the cause. 80 Rotary members and friends volunteered on Tuesday in Wellington, Prince Edward County, to cut and sew the liners and shields that make up a kit that also contains soap and washcloths. Rotarian Janet Thorsteinson heads up the project, taking sewing machines, fabric, and knowledge all over Ontario for groups to participate. Janet tells us more. So Janet, tell me about kits for girls.
Okay, so the project's called So Girls Can Go to School, and it is designed to provide reusable menstrual kits for young girls in the Dominican Republic. The project started with a good friend of mine, Margaret Jarvis, when she was down in the Dominican Republic on an international Rotary trip, and she noticed that the young girls were not going to school. And she found out it was because they had their period and they had no supplies for to be able to use. So she started making them, and I've since taken over. And my idea is to get everybody involved and make it known that period poverty exists here in Canada as well as around the world.
Tell me about the kits themselves. What will they contain?
So the kits themselves are a waterproof drawstring backpack. And inside that kit is a Ziploc bag that is very important part of it because that's where the soil liners go in. Our kits are a two-part liner that can sit liners in place. Our liners are circular in nature, and when you fold them up and you put them in the shield, you have 8 layers of absorbency to go through, and together that combination makes up the kit part. We also include a washcloth. So a washcloth is nice to be able to clean your hands in between. We also give washing soap as well as a bar of hand soap if we can get a hold of it. The kit consists of 2 shields and 14 liners.
And you are expecting to distribute them to how many schools?
So ideally what we like to do is we try to hit 10 to 12 schools, depending on how many kits we get made here in Canada. Last year we made 550 kits and managed to get to 10 schools. We not only give out the kits to the girls in the school, we pull every girl that's from grade 5 to grade 8 out of the classroom, educate them about menstruation, educate them that it's normal, tell them how to use the kit, how to wash the kit, how to expect their period to happen, and not to worry, and the fact that your education is extremely important, so stay in school. With doing that, we also give the kits to not only the girls, but we give the kits to their teachers. And the Dominican Republic education system gives the kids each a meal a day. So they have cooks that come to the school to give them a meal. So we give kits to the cooks as well, because our belief system is that it's not just the girls that need help, it's the community to help. Because if the teacher can't go to school because she's having her period and doesn't have anything, then the school's not going to operate either. And same with the cooks. Together, we rise the whole community up together.
Wow, it's quite a cycle, really, isn't it?
It is. It really is. And we all need to help and do our part. So that's what I love about this project, because it incorporates all ages. Men can come and help. Men can sew. Men can cut. Men can count the kits up and help us package them up. Young children can help us with the counting, and they can get on a sewing machine and get crafty. We all can help.
Yeah. Is there anything you'd like to add?
I would like to thank the county for coming together and working on the project. We touched over 1,000 liners on Tuesday, which is quite incredible. Almost 500 were completely sewn and finished, and the other 500 were in various stages, and I will take those various stage pieces on to the next sewing event that I have, and we will continue to push all these liners through and have lots of kits to go down to the Dominican early next year.
For the Local Journalism Initiative, FrequencyNews.ca, and CJPE County FM, I'm Brenda Little.